I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. 21 young Americans, including one from Colorado, are in court today for the latest development in their case against the U.S. government over climate change. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports.
The case has been blocked numerous times by two presidential administrations. The hearing in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will decide whether or not the kids' case can actually proceed to trial. Danny Noonan is one of the lawyers representing the youth.
They're seeking a declaration of their fundamental constitutional rights to a climate system capable of sustaining human life and to be protected from government actions that infringe their rights to life, liberty, and property, which includes things like personal security.
That's the end goal of the lawsuit. The young plaintiffs are also seeking a temporary halt to all new fossil fuel permits on federal public lands during the appeals process. Over 1,000 people are expected at a rally to support the plaintiffs near the courthouse in Portland, Oregon. The court is live streaming the hearing. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
A representative from Western Energy Alliance says the goals of the suit are unrealistic and doesn't believe fossil fuels or climate change are harming young people today. Abundant snowfall in the high country through the end of last month is expected to bring an extended rafting season as the snow melts. A spokesman for the Colorado River Outfitters Association says he expects runoff from the mountains to begin this week, providing Colorado with its best rafting season in decades. That's unless there's a long period of weather around 90 degrees. According to the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Boulder, statewide snowpack is 539% of normal.